guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. Yeah, we're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. like clockwork. I was laughing, mate.
They're not too bad, to be fair. Bit of a slow start to the week.
Yeah.
I was late today, Johnny. Johnny is...
No, you weren't late today. You're late. But this geezer is late to everything. Everything, bruv. And he blames it on his colour. It's a load of bollocks, bruv.
Who knows? And this is just a thing. Black man timing is real.
How can your skin colour change the way you act?
I don't know. It's in the genes, isn't it?
No, it ain't, bruv.
I don't know why I was born with a massive Corey, but it just happened.
That's different, though.
It's not.
No, I think it's just because you...
Didn't ask for it, didn't develop it.
You're an arrogant cunt, you don't care.
That's not true, bro.
I think that's why.
So wait,
bro, I pick him up every day, yeah, before we come here for the pod, yeah? I literally, because I know what he's like, I messaged him 15 whole minutes before I got to his apartment, yeah? I said, I'm outside. Even when I'm driving now, I'm at red lights, I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I'm getting a bit anxious because he might be waiting outside. That's how much I care about him, like, waiting for me. I get there, yeah, it's 15 minutes, bearing in mind, get there, I'm waiting outside, he's still not there. He's another 10. How? I said I was outside, bruv. Like,
I just
went to Kenny as well the other day, bruv. See? I messaged Kenny when I was 11 minutes from where his house was. I said, I'm outside. Literally 1 minute before I get there, he said, where are you? I said, I'm pulling right now.
All right, so what's the connection between me and Kenny?
But what is you being black?
Race.
But what has that got to do with anything? Oh, do you not care about being late?
I do.
You obviously don't.
I obviously try not to.
How?
I try, bro. I try. It's just a thing that exists.
It's not.
And the thing is, it don't just exist in our friendship. It's a worldwide thing, bro. You know that black man diamond is a thing.
Yeah, it's a saying. I reckon it's just a saying for you to...
So basically, what's you?
Don't start with that. Because I just said your skin colour doesn't make a difference how you act.
All black people don't care then?
Yeah, nah.
If that's the case, then it's in the genes.
That's what you're saying.
No. You
said it. That's what you're saying. I didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
For me, I can't. Bruv, do you not get anxiety when you're late? Like,
yeah, I actually do.
When I'm late, I'm like, you know, speeding, when, like when hitting every red light.
When you texted me and said I'm here, I got anxious.
I got anxious. It took 25 minutes from when I texted you.
Zipping around like my house, trying to sort myself out. And I thought, what's wrong with you, Michael? Like, you've had time to prepare. And I'm still late.
Were you just scrolling on TikTok or something?
Nah.
What was you doing then? Knocking one out?
Nah,
claiming yourself as a text.
I was getting ready.
Swipe up and fuck off. Then I'm wanking it. Fuck off. Yeah. Them ones when you're watching something, yeah, and someone keeps trying to text you, or like you don't want to click on it by accident. Your face is bright red. Get a FaceTime, innit?
Get a FaceTime.
Mum.
Have you ever?
Mm. Oh, mate.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Turn it away, innit?
Turn it away. Just feel awful. You can see your mum's name.
About to bust, innit? Oh, no. Oh. Shit. Imagine that, yeah. Imagine your mum coming to your... never happened to me. Thank fuck. I reckon I'd top myself. Imagine you having a wank. It's even worse. Sex is calm, but wank. Imagine having a wank, yeah. Your mum comes into your room as you're about to bust. You look in there and go, in the eye, innit? No! Oh, I'd never wank again.
I said no.
I'd never come again, I don't think.
Oh, that
I'd be my wife when I'm 45, and when I'm coming, I'm going to think of my mum. You would, it'd scar you, bruv.
Nah, it would scar you for that still. And that's...
I'd have to take my life. I have to. Or get castrated like a dog or something. Like,
you can't face her again.
I'd have to get castrated.
That memory's stained in her head.
Stained. Never. You might as well try and move her now. Might as well, innit?
You've seen it all now.
You've seen it all now, innit?
What do you reckon?
Go on, get it out. That is tap.
I can't take it.
We're joking, yeah? We do with dark humor over here. You know this pod.
Literally, you know what
we're
like.
You lot love this pod because we are so genuine and real and we're just keeping it a buck.
You know what we're like, man. The joke's not serious. But yeah, great start to the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how you're late all the time. That I think is such a toxic trait that you have.
Yeah, it is a toxic trait I have, to be fair. I'm gonna hold it because I'm not... It's a very consistent
thing. It's jarring
thing
for everyone else
it's
around
It's a consistent
you.
Thing around me.
You'd be late to your own funeral.
I would.
You actually would.
Probably am going to be.
Yeah, you will.
But speaking of toxic though, what are your most toxic traits?
I'm assuming you mean with women, innit?
I mean, yeah, with women.
What, in general?
Because obviously, in general, that's a good way to go about it.
In general. Okay, this is a bit of a... it's not really a toxic trait. It's more like a beige flag.
Yeah.
If I go to a restaurant, so that food's fucking...
Yeah, we had a heavy bit of food just before we started this.
Oxtail, rice and peas. And some dirty planting.
Cultured man.
Plantain, are you going to say it? How do you say it?
Planting.
Planting, and then an afsay plantain.
Yeah, they'll argue with me on this. If, You know what I mean? But guys, it's planting. Anyone that wants to just try and have a little thing about it, meet me outside Wembley Park Station and we'll have it out.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
What was I saying? Yeah. What was I saying? Toxic trait, yeah.
Toxic trait.
I say a beige flag that I do, yeah, is if I go to a restaurant, whether the restaurant costs me £15 or it's cost me £150.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bougie, whatever it is, don't matter. The moment I finish my grub, I'm gone. I can't sit there. Once I'm finished, like I don't like sitting in a restaurant.
So if you're on a date and you put the last spoonful in your mouth.
Bit different.
Different,
on a date.
Though, isn't it? Because you want to probably have a couple drinks, chat.
Yeah, but my mum and dad get annoyed at me for it. Like Joe's the same. Like we'll go out to a nice restaurant. Even for my birthday, we went Ivy Asia.
Yeah.
Whatever, we're all eating, whatever. The moment I finished, I'm just sitting there and I'm waiting to go. Watching people eat, like it's bad. Like waiting for them to finish. As soon as they finish, we go.
So you scrad it off.
And like, just my mum's like, no, I'm finishing my drink. Like, wait, what are we sitting in here for?
I hear it though. I feel like with a man them, you'd probably do that all family. I'd be like, yeah, let's get out of here.
Because like the ambience, how you fucking say it, is like already there whilst you've been pre-waiting for your food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then you scrad it and then it's like, all right, you're done now. Yeah. What are you there for after?
Exactly. Unless you're getting sploshed. But...
yeah. That's what I was going to say. If it's a drinking thing, obviously you finish your munch, get a couple more drinks in. That's date vibes for me though.
Yeah.
That's date vibes. after the food, I'd probably chill for a bit. But yeah, I'm pretty much the same. I want to get out of there.
I want to get out of there, bruv.
It's a toxic trait for me, apart from being late. Big toxic trait. What would you say one of my toxic traits is? Because we know each other.
I would say you're very like me in the sense of my reply speed is woeful.
Yeah.
It's not as if I ain't seen your message.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I just don't reply to it.
Yeah. Right. It's just...
I half swipe group chats on Snap. Group chats. Like, who am I hiding from?
Who am I hiding from? Yeah.
No one.
I'll do that as well. But I think it's just... I think what... I tell people that it's me... I compartmentalize in my head, yeah? Say, for example, I don't want to reply right now.
I like right to now. Think about what
I'll
I'm going to say.
Think about what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I'll sort it. 100% I'll sort it later. I've got the biggest, like, I have a lot of arguments with people in my life based on communication.
Yeah.
Alone. Why don't you reply? This and that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I might fuck up someone else's
people don't
plans.
Know you that well, they take it personal. Because even Joe said to me before, he was like, bro, this is like last year. He was trying to get hold of you to come make music. He was like, oh, bro, I've tried to ring Michael like twice today. He ain't picked up. He's definitely airing me. I was like, bro, he probably didn't see your thing when you called and then couldn't be able to call you back.
There's that, yeah. I don't even remember it.
Exactly. Would you take offense if someone aired you?
No.
Not neither.
Nah.
I think
we both don't.
We're grown.
We air each other. We air. Listen,
air
I'm sitting this close to him on the pod.
I air you all the time.
He airs me and I air him. But
I'll see you come online and air me.
Yeah. But I
don't really care.
I don't care.
If I need you urgently, I'll bell you.
Yeah,
off.
He'll just bell me and I'll pick up. I'll be like, oh, what's going on? Whatever not.
Yeah,
I might
be
in the middle of something. Sometimes I might even not fucking be in the middle of something.
Like, it's not that personal. I think once you get to an age, it's a very young mindset to think like someone has to apply. So, right away, like if I'm talking to a girl or something, yeah, and that's early stages, and I think, oh, she ain't replied in a couple of days, let me go on the thing. If it says red, I won't, because I used to, but I won't let it
take it
to heart, because you just got to think to yourself, cool, she's either busy or it weren't meant to be. It's not that.
More time,
they'll air it, and then 4 days later, I'll reply with a new convo.
Yeah.
Just maybe they couldn't be asked to reply at this minute.
So yeah.
Because I know myself, I can't be asked to fucking reply. I don't text no girls on my phone at all. Like, I don't know how, when I next get in a relationship, when I was fucking younger, be texting all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, on the phone, just bang, straight replies.
Like, one of my mate's little brothers, he's bare cool, he's 16, but he's active, yeah? Brother, he's like, oh yeah, I'm chatting to like 8 things at the minute.
I can't be asked.
I
can't be bothered.
What's the point? I'd rather just see you when I'm out.
Yeah.
You know them ones?
Yeah.
It's bad, bruv.
I think we just normalize that shit, man. If I air you, don't take it personally, especially if I know you personally. If I know you personally, you know what I'm like.
Yeah.
Why are you getting on to me for?
Yeah.
I know a lot of, I get this a lot, bro, genuinely, to the point where a couple of days ago, I've literally had this conversation. I've nearly had friendships end in turmoil because of my communication on my phone.
Really? No, mine ain't that deep.
And I think, why are you taking it that deep?
Yeah. No, I'd fucking, I'll air people regularly. My average reply speed is probably 5 days.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't get hold of Johnny for time. I've got to bell him. But that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Because I can't bother to apply. I'm doing something.
Yeah. Like the other day when I met Belly, I'm driving when I...
When I stopped.
You know what I mean? I think, yeah, fair enough,
it's
isn't
it? It's probably just laziness. Doing fair from our side.
I just think you're doing something. Even if I'm doing something that where I could multitask and do the same thing, is that just, I'll get it done, innit?
Yeah.
I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not disappearing.
But like,
not
obviously people see it as like, even like little things that, like, obviously Joe's still quite new to being single and stuff, yeah? So obviously it's different when you're in a relationship, but like, Joe's my brother, by the way. Like even when like conversations, I have to tell him like, when you're texting a girl, like if they give you like a half dry reply or a dead reply, like, don't then leech another question out of her.
Yeah.
She obviously don't want to know.
Don't try.
It's like, if I don't usually DM girls, innit? But if I do on a rare occasion, I think you're doubling and I'm a bit, I'm roasting, ain't I? No action, a bit of time, you know what I mean? I'll DM a girl. If from the jump, you are giving me, I don't care if you're 11 out of 10. If I say to you, oh yeah, blah, where are you from? And you just say something like, sorry, not sorry, what? You.
Yeah.
Sorry. Or you're getting ahead and unfollowed.
Yeah.
What am I wasting my time for?
Yeah.
But there's a certain man out there that she'll say, sorry, oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'm actually from West London.
Yeah, they'll try bleed it.
What do you do for work?
This. They'll try to bleed it out.
Why am I getting blood out of my stone for, bruv?
Yeah. Just let it go, man.
But then same on the girl. Why are you even replying to me? You clearly don't want to talk. Unless you just think you're that entitled. I don't get it. I won't chase no girl, bruv, unless it's my wife.
I hear it.
Can't do it. I can't bother to do it.
Yeah.
And my pride gets knocked so much if I do.
Yeah, especially if you drag it.
I don't like texting women. I don't. Because you can't read a text.
Nah, I like the in-person stuff more. But to be fair, I do hit them up on gram sometimes, whatever not. But it's not by force.
No.
I used to sit there devastated sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Same. I used to probably get in my own head
get
about
on
it.
Get on my nerves. Lie. But then now I'm just like, I don't give a shit.
I think as well, yeah. Since getting older and going out and like seeing so many girls on Insta in real life and realizing, hold on a minute, FaceApp is a fucking sick app. Swear to God. And like, yeah, man, like seeing that and just seeing how girls move when they're out anyway. But do you know what it is? When you see them on Insta and they have these followers and shit or whatever, you think, oh my days, that girl's on a pedestal. That girl would never even like, you know what I mean? She probably thinks she's sick.
Yeah.
Seen them out and they're just a normal person.
Yeah, 100%. That's what people think about. Say, for example, people think that about you.
Yeah, they do. Like, everyone thinks I'm an arsehole before they meet me.
Yeah.
Everyone always says, oh, I thought you were going to be bare rude.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
I think in this podcast, you could probably tell I'm not. This is more me.
Yeah, this is just Johnny relaxed, isn't it? This is like Johnny how I know.
Like, I got a hood up and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've had the barnet done, so
we're just waiting for it.
Yeah.
it's in the oven right now.
Yeah, it's in the oven.
But don't worry. It's looking good.
Give it Giggsy till end of the season.
It's looking good still.
No, it will do though. It will do, but I am swelting, I tell you that. Oh, and I'm half baiting myself out now. But I think, do you know, when we keep it real on this pod, I think a lot of people can actually
relate.
And do you know what I like about this podcast? Yeah, I feel like I can be really myself and not have to worry too much about being like this role model influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can just keep it real. I think people that watch it kind of just like that because there's like they're chilling in a room with their pals.
Yeah.
So I know a couple people that have done this. So this is definitely toxic, but fuck it. I've seen some girl before, yeah. And basically I've seen her for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And I booked to go down with her, yeah?
Yeah.
In like November, December, whenever it was. And Dan was 2 weeks from when, let me rephrase that, it was a terrible explanation. So I go back to when I said about Dan. So I booked Dan with her, yeah?
Yeah.
And fucking, at some point, there was this day when I just thought, you know what? I don't want this anymore. Like, I don't fancy this girl anymore. I'm going to brush it. I'm going to, like, dead it off. Like, I just don't want to do this anymore. But I was going to Amsterdam the next week.
Right.
I delayed it until the day I got back from Amsterdam, just because I wanted to go to Amsterdam with her.
No, that is
like, just like, I could have just said to my boy, yo, come in it.
Come instead,
nah,
yeah.
Got to have a girl. You know what I mean? There's a pro to that.
So Dam was the only thing that kept it running that long.
That's what kept it running. And
did you have a good time in Dam if you know you wanted to?
No, I was bored.
That's what I'm saying.
I was bored, bad.
Was it not worth it?
I thought I'd have a little vacation, even though it weren't a vacation, because I clearly wanted to brush off for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, I don't know what the fuck. I should have just... I paid for it all already. Should just bring my pal.
That's what I'm saying.
My brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or me.
Yeah, or you.
Wait, but I'm thinking... Why would you roof yourself like that? Because you knew you wanted to brush it, but still went down. You're definitely going to have a bad time.
Yeah, but I just
You thought in your head the idea, oh, let me go with her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Little smush.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Can't fuck my mate, can I? You know what I mean? And no joke, the day we got back, it sounds bad. We got landed at like 10 o'clock at night in England. Went to bed the moment I woke up.
What did you say?
I don't do this anymore.
What, straight off the bat?
Straight off the bat. As soon as I opened my eyes.
What did she say?
Like crying.
Is it?
Yeah, I felt bad deep.
Did you give her at least a little hug?
Yeah, obviously, man.
And say like...
I felt terrible. But like, she was like, why did we just go to Amsterdam? And then I thought he was going to fucking... Like, I thought he was going to take it further.
It's all paid for though, love. 2 weeks before.
No, I just felt deep for that. I was quite toxic. But it was more like...
That was toxic.
It was toxic, yeah. But I never implied it was anything like that. Ever.
Okay, yeah.
I never said, yeah... Oh, I want you to be my girlfriend. Look, like, it went like that. So, like, it was just more like, oh, yeah, I get on with this girl. I want to go, damn, none of my boys are on it.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only available option.
That trip kind of made me realize that I really didn't click with her like I thought I did.
Oh, I think we've all done some toxic. I've done some toxic stuff. I think what my most toxic.
That food, bruv.
Yeah, I know. We just, by the way, guys, if we keep burping and all of that.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That food,
if we keep burping and stuff and all of that, sorry, man. The food is here. It's on the gut right now. But yeah, I've just come out of me being mad toxic. I say,
yeah,
I'm at a mad toxic situation.
My, like, this story, you can't say the full thing yet because
I can't.
It's a bit too fresh, isn't it?
It's fresh,
but it's the you never heard nothing like it.
Nothing like I can it. Guarantee. Like, I'd say we'll do it a few episodes from now. Maybe
give
like,
it a 10-second synopsis.
All right, cool. I had a sugar mum. I had a full sugar mum. And I benefited off that.
A lot.
In some.
And she's a bit, yeah.
And
put it this way, she's overly in love with him. And literally, he's just getting.
Yeah. I was
like,
getting...
like, for example, that phone he's got right now. He did not pay for that. That's all we're going to say now.
Listen. I'm scared. But we are going to talk about it because I'm going to...
It's too fresh, though.
It's too fresh. I'm going to touch on it. Give it a couple episodes. Yeah. No, genuinely. Don't want to get robbed again. If you lot want to hear that story, make sure you're back in a few episodes.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, it's a big one. You will not hear nothing like it.
If you want to hear that story, yeah? I don't even know how many likes we got on these videos. But
I don't check.
What should you say? 1,000?
Yeah, let's try and get 1K
likes.
And
we'll tell that
let's
story.
Try and get 1K likes.
Honestly, you think the Bosch story was wild? That is that. Yeah,
this is our wild, this is the Good Enough Podcast wildest story. Mm. Genuinely, is
toxic. I'm telling you.
So,
like everyone behind the camera, like the whole team,
yeah,
the whole team, everyone's shocked.
They all know about this story because obviously we semi pitched it. But to be fair, I think as mates, we were all just talking.
Yeah.
And they were like, "You've got to tell this story on the podcast." And we were like. Can we though? But yeah, we're going to do it.
We've
decided.
Just
we're
going to
do
down.
It. Yeah.
She's it.
So yeah, that's the big toxic one. But apart from that.
See, I just said about Dam, yeah? My boy, he's been two relationships in the past for 4 years, 3 years, yeah? And both times, he's stuck with them, even though he didn't want to be with them because they was going to take him on holiday somewhere. And then they end up leaving him before the holiday. He was going to go to New York and he was going to go to Dubai.
So wait, they left him and he didn't go?
Their mum and dad paid for it. He didn't have to pay for a thing.
Wait, so did he go?
No, they broke up him like just before.
Both before?
But he was bearing it just so he could go.
And he got let down both times?
He got let down both times.
It wasn't even worth it for him, right?
That's toxic.
But to be fair, that's toxic in his head. He's thinking, if I could just hold on, New York's around the corner.
Word.
He got let down.
Get a free trip out of it. I couldn't do that, I don't think.
Compensation, he's trying
to
get.
Because they're paying for it. I don't really care that much. If I'm paying for it, then there's something I'll choose. No, you definitely would, bro.
Yeah, hold on.
You definitely would.
I'll hold on.
100%, you've been holding on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd hold on still.
Holding on fucking by a thread.
But that's okay. That is a big toxic thing.
I think it's toxic when, well, anything in relationships, when people are half like, oh, I can do this, but you can't. I think that old bollocks.
That's a big thing.
Right. You know, if like, I don't know, maybe we're just growing up now, but I'm sure there's older people that still like this. But like, if your girlfriend goes out, your boyfriend goes out, don't be texting them all night, asking what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Like, don't try to draw blood out of a stone to see who they're with. If my girlfriend goes on holiday, yeah, and she's posted up around Bear Geezers, but she's with her friends, I'm just going to assume that her friends are on the geezers. I don't expect her to not fucking say hello to the boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can still be friendly.
Go and enjoy yourself.
Just don't make me look a cunt.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean?
Don't have me.
Because you'll be gone like that.
Yeah, you're gone. You're gone.
You will never see me shed a tear.
100%. I've seen, that's a norms thing. Like, bro, say for example, I don't know.
I used to be that guy.
Straight.
When I was young and in a relationship, brother, I wouldn't even, like, if I was out and I didn't already know the girl was one of my mates, like it was a new girl, even though I'm not trying to move it, like I'm wet like that. Like, I wouldn't even say hello to them unless they said hi to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right. And then not even, I don't even want to.
You're just.
Because I feel like I was being disloyal.
Facts.
It's just being young.
I think, bro, that's, I don't do the whole like hounding them down when they're out and all that stuff. I've done it a few times, I reckon.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't care, fam.
Unless you got a reason to. And if you got a reason to, you shouldn't be with them.
You shouldn't be with them. Because that means you're just paro.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. I think don't worry and don't be paranoid until you've got a reason to be. Like, if you're going to sit there and worry every day, what if she cheats and what if she cheats on me? You're going to send yourself into a fucking spiral.
I did that. I went with my ex. I used to do that all the time. I used to wake up and think straight away. I just used to wake up.
But you had a reason to.
I had a reason to. And then I think, yeah, she was doing it.
You know what I mean?
But then at that point, like you said, I shouldn't have been with her then.
Yeah, it's true.
But I know there's probably geezers watching this. To be fair, and girls, both from both sides, yeah, that are in them kind of relationships. If you know what I'm talking about, you lot are, the trust is like
that was
this.
A toxic relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the trust is like this. It's genuinely, the scales are just so unbalanced, yeah.
You want to believe what they're saying.
You won't even believe if they say they're going to the corner shop.
No.
You're just like, are you though? Are you? Who are you going with?
Yeah.
They probably are going to the corner shop, but nothing they say, you believe. I've been in that. It's a horrible thing.
I ain't, Connor.
Genuinely, it fucks you up, bro. It fucks you up.
I ain't.
Because every little thing, you doubt. Every single thing. Every message. Everything. Bro, sometimes it's got so deep, and people have done this before. Like, I know there's someone watching this where they're probably currently in it now, or whatever. To get photographic evidence of where they are. They would ask you, send photographic evidence.
It's not a healthy relationship. Like,
my ex would ask me, where are you? And I'd be like, I'm here, whatever, not. I'm like, snap me.
Yeah, because she was doing it herself.
What? Snap you what? I'm at my brethren's house. I've got to snap my mate or something like that.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm
thing
there.
Because you end up doing it because
you don't
want to.
Because you don't want to pass her. Yeah, you don't want
to
drama.
But you say to them, like, I ain't doing that like, louder. Like, I will, because if I don't, now it looks like I'm lying.
Yeah. So that's
but you
no, but
shouldn't
that,
even be asking.
That's where it goes. There's times where I've put my foot down and I've gone, why would I have to do that for? Blah, blah, blah. And then straight away, oh, so you're lying then. So you ain't there then. Whatever not. 10 minutes go by of the back and forth. And I'm like, oh, here, yeah. Look, told you, yeah. I'm here. Whatever not. And I'm thinking, why am I even doing this?
Yeah, I've been in Ibiza with a group of girls, yeah. And one of the girls that was there didn't move mad at all. Yeah. And her boyfriend was going mad at her on the phone. Because obviously on her friend's story, I'm sitting with her friend and she's in the background. And obviously it's all the boys on the table, all the girls. This girl ain't done nothing wrong at all. And I put my hands up. She didn't do nothing wrong. Yeah, boyfriend's hounding her. She's nearly tearing up. She's going to me, I feel like a really bad girlfriend. Like, have I done stuff wrong? I said, what have you done wrong? She said, I'm sitting with all you boys. I said, but you ain't flirted with none of
nothing.
Us. You ain't done nothing.
Yeah,
and then we went back to some little afters bit in some, I can't remember what it was. Once again, she ain't done nothing wrong in that sense. She's just around the other sex. And she's like, oh, I got to go. I was like,
horrible.
Why? She's like, oh, just, I got to go. Because her boyfriend's definitely hounding her.
You know what that is, bro.
Blah, 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 blah. Chill, man.
You know what that is. See, the trust is like that. It's the scales are just tipping.
I couldn't have someone control my life.
No. Genuinely.
I couldn't.
Genuinely, it would never happen.
I've been single for too long now to let someone fucking control me.
It would never
compromising
happen.
Is different. I mean, you've got to compromise. You're never going to find someone that does every single thing that you want. But like, I'm not being controlled. I can't lie. I'm not. I really ain't. If I want to say I want to go out with my friends, you're not going to say, oh, you're not going. No, I'm going. Because you can do the same.
Yeah.
I know myself, I've got good morals. I've never cheated on anyone in my entire life.
You'll be all right, but I know that, mate, it gets bad.
I don't even get people that cheat. Like, I generally don't get it.
Like, if you just don't want to be in the relationship, just don't be in it.
No, but I genuinely don't. Because I've been in love before, yeah? And like, when I was with that person, I didn't, obviously you find other people attractive, but like,
you didn't want to act on it.
I always think about, I'm very good for, and my brother's the same. I always think about the consequences before I do it.
Before you do it.
I can never get too horny with my cock and think like, oh, I need to do this.
I've heard every excuse. Oh, I was drunk. Isn't that? I was drunk. Was a bit. I think, yeah.
I've been battered out of my head. And
this is what I'm saying. No, I used to say to my ex, I was like, I feel like alcohol, especially like, or alcohol, whatever you're on, I don't care, yeah? That's so not an excuse. I feel like all that does is bring out what you wanted to do even more. Brings out the real you. Mm. Like, say for example, like, I don't know, say for example, it can apply to any circumstance. If you're, I don't know, you see a girl, whatever not, let's say there was a girl in a room right now, whatever not. I feel like if you were drunk, you'd probably be more on it to move to her. But when you were sober, you wanted to anyway. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. You just have now more confidence to do it. All it does is just bring out what you wanted to do in the first place, but give you the boost to go and do it.
And like, you see some boys would say like, oh no, I wouldn't cheat on my girl unless it was with like a 10-10. It's like,
what are you talking about?
So you would then, like, what's the difference?
So you would, that means
like,
you would.
That just tells me you don't get nice looking girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact you've already said that girl is if a girl's better than your bird, like.
So that means that your bird is supposed to be at the top of the top.
I've set with enough good looking women to not have to think, oh my God, I need to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I really, really, really don't, I don't get it. And the guilt would fucking.
Eat you up.
Eat me up. I'd have to tell him. Straight away.
You would tell him.
We'd never get to that, because I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
That's maybe a toxic trait about me. I'm so, same as you, brutally honest.
Honest. Mad honest. I've always said to people, like, if I did something, I say I did it 100%.
Yeah, I can't stand lie.
I definitely did that shit.
Like, I might not bring it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring it up. But if you ask me, that means you're prepared. Because my answer might be the answer that you don't want to hear. But if you're prepared to ask me that question, that means I don't mind hurting your feelings if you ask me that question. Yeah. You ask me that question, you know. Especially if I ain't got no loyalty to you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
That got done.
Yeah.
So now,
how do you feel about it? You make your mind up on how you feel about that.
Yeah.
Because from the jump, I've been honest.
I said it. I said what I said. I did it. So, yeah, I can't lie. We're a bit too hardcore with it. But I don't believe in protecting someone's feelings and lying on yourself to say you didn't do something or you don't feel a certain way because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Bro, allow that. If you ask me the question, I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
straight up.
You know what I mean? Especially, that's important, especially in friendships and other stuff like that. I feel like if you ask me a question and I genuinely think, and I'll give you my genuine answer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What's the point in lying? Can't even ask.
I don't like being around yes men or people that protect my feelings and that. I just think, oh, bro.
Yeah. Off topic, the other day, it just comes to my head. Bro, the other day, see how I keep saying I want to sign out, I want to find a wife and that.
Yeah.
Bro, see this thing, I went to Wonderland. There's levels to this shit, yeah? 10 out of 10. Ended up, whatever, chatting to whatever. You know when you see someone and instantly you think, I'm going to wife that girl?
Yeah.
You know that, them ones, yeah. I don't even know her. Just on looks. Because I can't lie, nowadays I'll be walking about and you don't see many 10 out of 10s.
Yeah.
You really don't. Don't know if because we've just been like too much too on social much. Media, you just
Could
see
be.
Too many options. But bro, I see this thing, I was like, oh my days. Literally, I had to go up to her, chat to her, whatever. Got a number, blah, 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 whatever. Like, you see girls like that, yeah? I know it sounds fucked. You see girls like that. All the boys, you're relating it. It sounds a bit scummy, but it's true. Girls like that, when I see a girl like that, I think, I don't even mind taking you out 4 times and you don't do nothing with me.
I hear it.
Like, because I actually think, wow, right, wow. Like, you're...
How have I nicked this?
Yeah.
Let me go out with this though, man. Public.
Anyway, I'm thinking, literally, like, I'm love struck. Literally, no joke. Thinking, like, oh, brother, yeah, I could see my, I start thinking in my head of future with this
future.
Thing. I don't even know her, bruv. I just had like, a 10-minute conversation with her and I thought, she's 25.
Wait, so you chat to her? You went up to her?
Yeah.
Wicked.
She walked past, I went, wow. I said, babe, you are fucking stunning. Come here, where you going?
I got you. Big JC.
You see me work. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, man. You special with it. So wait.
No, I just say tell what us I think.
That. Wait, so go on then. Fucking fill me in because I ain't got...
So you see, I've got so many boxes to tick.
Yeah.
I'm sure this thing ticks every box apart from one.
What's the one?
Her WhatsApp DP is a kid. I don't know if it's hers, niece, nephew, but I can't be dealing with that, man.
So if it was her, it's game over.
Yeah, man.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not at a point in my life to look after someone else's you.
Wait. So have you asked her? Has she got kids?
No.
Why? You can ask that in the early doors.
Don't know.
I think it's because you don't want to disappoint yourself. Genuinely.
It's just annoying though, man.
Get there.
You know, actually, like, it sounds tapped, but I feel like a 14-year-old again. I'm getting my hopes up for someone I don't even know.
Johnny,
and I never get like this.
Johnny.
I got so excited. I genuinely was like sitting in bed thinking like, oh, bruv, like, can't lie.
This could be it.
They stay in your mind, bruv.
I hear it.
And it's like, I don't know. And then I'm even sitting there telling myself, looking at her on a picture, I'm thinking, bruv, could I look after that kid? Like, or maybe I could.
Johnny, wait, is she posing up with a kid? Or is it just a kid?
Let me show you the thing.
Go on.
Right, I mean, it might not be your bit of kit, but
this is good news.
For me, that's a bit of me.
She's late. Wait, listen, bro. What is wrong with you? Ask her.
I'll wait until she replies the next message.
Yeah. And just be like, oh, so you got you.
Yeah. But it's weird for me. It was nice to actually get like a spot. Oh, no. It just gives me, it's nice to get a little spark again.
A little spark, like get excited over something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a good way, not in a thing of like, oh, I'm just trying to get around that. In a way of like, rah, that she's all the way there still. I hear it.
Like a girl like that, yeah? No joke. I'm chatting to her. I've not even got in the back of my mind. I'm going to try and chop you, trying to get you home. I don't care.
I'm trying to
I'll make these foundations.
I'm trying to drop heavy game.
Yeah, I'm making these foundations.
I need you to,
100%.
You're going to go all out.
100%.
Gonna do your thing.
Yeah. But nah, it's not though. If she got a kid and
she's
bad.
If she's got you, are you rushing it?
I'm not at that age in my life to want
to look after someone else's kid.
That's the baby dad's job. My job. You know what I mean? It's fucking. Yeah, it's not that. Oh, I wanna meet someone and then have a kid with them.
Yeah, and start a family fresh. Mm. You know what I mean?
Obviously, you're a single mom, she's doing her thing.
Yeah, but, come on, big up.
Yeah,
no,
big up.
No problem. No problem.
Both my sister's single mom.
Yeah, come on. Anything.
But like, I'm 25. I'm not ready to jump into.
There's a difference, bro. It's just.
I didn't know she got you, but still, it's broke my heart.
It's preference, bro. It's all preference.
Because in my head, I've never seen. It sounds tap, but I've never seen a girl that good looking that I like that.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Alright, let's root for Johnny, man.
You know when they say love at first sight?
Yeah. Hey, we'll root for Johnny, man.
No, but it's gone now. The spark's gone because it ain't gone yet.
It ain't gone.
The assumption is, who has their niece as their fucking DP?
Some people do, bro. Some people do.
Maybe.
Come on. We're rooting for Johnny, man. Are we going to give him an update? Next episode or next?
Yeah.
We'll give him an update, see how it goes.
Yeah, we will get an update. We'll see how it goes. I just want to fucking sign out, bro.
I know you
so
do.
So done.
I know. And it's going to happen, done. Bro. It's going to happen.
Don't you feel like the more girls you meet, the more distance you get from?
Yeah, the more distance.
Out, you'd be like chatting to people and you just
mate, can't do this anymore.
It's a bad mindset to have. Every girl I meet now, I start thinking, could I wife you?
I feel like we should just take a 6-month break from all things. Come back.
No, but it's easier said than done. It's actually hard to do. Like I don't go out and think, I've got to sleep with someone.
No.
I think that's sneaky.
No, that's a difference.
But somehow I always end up having a flirt. If there's a girl there that I think is fit, I'm not gonna not talk to her.
Yeah.
I enjoy having conversations and being around like women.
Do
you know what I mean? It's a fucking normal thing. I'm straight. I like women.
Do
you know what I mean?
It's true. Here's the thing. I was chatting to one of my friends the other day. Do you think, because I was touching the subject of going out, there's a little a bit of a crisscross when it comes to guys and girls, yeah? Okay. So that you've definitely seen these guys out on road or in a club or whatever.
I know what you're going to say.
Buy a girl a drink. And think,
follow them around the whole night.
I need you.
Leave her alone. Where's your boyfriend? You got a boyfriend? Where's your boyfriend?
Yeah, where's your man?
Where's your man?
Oh,
it don't matter.
So
the girl might not even have a boyfriend. She just means fuck off.
This is the thing. You offer up a girl a drink, and she says yes, and you buy her a drink. Buy her a drink, enjoy the little 2-3 minute conversation you lot have got left, but don't fucking sit at the back, sit right, try and get
wait
on the
wait for her outside the toilet.
Mate. And you think, yeah, that's mine now. Stained it for the night. That's me.
Just because I bought her a drink.
A drink for 12 quid.
It's weirdos,
mate. Bro. And then this is the thing. It scares me. Because
I don't even think that's a conversation. I think that's just a shit conversation. Like, can I get you a drink?
No, but then look, that's what, there's brothers out there, genuinely, guys, we need to stop this, yeah? Brothers out there that think, if I get this girl a drink, that's it. I deserve to have this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They feel obliged.
They feel obliged. And then that fucks it up for people like me and you, yeah? Because I know he's not like this and I'm not like this. If I offer you a drink when I'm out, I'm just offering you a drink, innit?
I wouldn't do it until I've ordered a combo. Though.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I would as in, can as I get like, a drink?
Say, for no, example, no.
Not wasting my money on
no,
you.
No, 100%.
Like
but say,
it's true, bro.
Say, but say, no, I wouldn't just go out to Sutton and be like, hey, do you want a drink?
Sutton. Because, crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't rephrase that. Listen. That's actually bad. Rephrase it. Cut it and go start. Yeah, trust me.
I wouldn't go up to a girl and just be like, hey, do you want a drink? But like, yeah. What I'm saying is, let's say, for example, I don't know, we gravitate towards each other in the club or wherever we are, and I'm chatting to you, whatever not, yeah. And I'm going to go get myself a drink. I'll do you want a drink. And I get you a drink. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that now scares me to do, bro. I think I'm half rude in the clubs now because I'm scared to offer a girl a drink in case she thinks I'm one of them geezers.
Nah, it's different. I think you should tell. Because if you're anything like me, I wouldn't buy them a drink unless I was already talking to them.
No, but that's what I do. But then the thing is, you don't know what they're thinking because they have so much of it.
Yeah.
So many geezers, and they approach them in all different angles. They might think I get scared because I don't want them to think I'm one of them.
I think people
brothers.
Can see if you're genuine or not.
I hope so.
But why do boys get so butthurt?
I don't know.
About a girl you don't even know, you never even met. Like, I just take it on the chin. Some boys take it so personal. What, you can't, like, what? Bruv, move on. Oh, my days.
Yeah, I just burnt at the same time. Sorry, it's the food, guys. The food is the food.
Yeah, just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Basically.
If that's the case. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just, sometimes you get a bit of love shock and, like, look at that girl.
Yeah.
Look at that girl. Oh, my days. But, like, I had it before. I had to take it right there. Right on my chin.
Yeah.
Right, I had to take a big one. Yeah. Big swift up to the chin. And I swallowed it. I was in O Beach, yeah? And there was these girls standing just outside VIP. I was licked, innit? And there was like four of them. But they was all good group.
Yeah, good.
Back four, yeah?
Good back four.
Fucking went and was just chatting to them, whatever. Chatting to them for like 5 to 10 minutes. And I had my eye on one of them. I was thinking, yeah, she's nice, whatever. I know my boys are going to like these lot, whatever. They seem like a bit of fun and that. Yeah, not in that way, just like they seem cool.
Yeah, like cool people.
Yeah, I said, what? You're not in there? Like the VIP bit. They was like, nah, we can't get in there. I was like, come. I was like, I could bust you wristbands, innit? Because we didn't fill up the table, so I got wristbands there, innit? So, yeah, cool. Give them all wristbands, yeah. That's obviously why they was hovering outside VIP,
yeah. Come on.
They've all come in. I said, yeah, girls, you want a drink? Because Brandon, I've been talking to them now. I think they're all cool. I know their names.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's cool. I said, yeah, have a drink. It's mine or whatever. Have a drink. Pouring them a drink from my table, whatever. Boys, this is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
My boys are half chatting to him for a bit. We're all having a laugh and that. I've gone toilet now. I've come back. They ain't there. So I thought, oh man, they've probably gone somewhere, gone to the bar or something because they don't want to be rude. You know what I mean? They want to buy their own drinks. Fucking, I've turned around. They're on a table with like a load of other boys and girls that I'm assuming was their mates, but they couldn't get in there. And literally, they just wanted to use us to get into the thing. And then one of the girls that I was half on, when she walked past me, I went, fair play. I went, fair play. Literally, just took the drink and fucked off. I didn't see them for the rest of the day. I saw them, but like, I didn't.
Yeah, not close. Like,
they just used me for the wristband. Yeah. And I just thought, you know what? Hats off to you. Hats off to you.
Did she smile or anything when you said it?
Yeah, I didn't say it in a dirty way.
I said,
fair play. Fair play. Because fucking hell, I'd do the same thing. I was a good looking girl.
Come on.
Know what I mean? I'd rinse the fuck out, boys. I can't lie, I would. I actually would.
Because we're gullible to it.
Yeah.
So, well, I wouldn't even say I was gullible to it.
That was half sly. Like, I was chatting to you before. I didn't go, girls, you want a flash one? Do you come in VIP?
Yeah.
I thought, these lot are cool. I want to chill with these lot. Come, just come in there. It's mine.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I feel like you could. That's the difference, though. That is the difference.
It did. I can't lie. It burnt me for 5 minutes.
And then you go over.
But where I'm on holiday,
don't care.
You don't care. Like, allow it.
I feel like that is the big difference, though. When brothers just come over and they're like, on a flash one, as you say, and just try use that to just you get me.
I'm bad. You see, unless sounds really bad, but unless like you're not bringing no meaty things over to the table.
Nah,
I can't. I'll say to my boys, like, don't stop pouring random girls drinks. Like, don't do that. Louder. Like, they've got to be good looking and they've got to be a vibe.
Right.
Even if you're good looking, but you're not a vibe and you're still...
Sitting there like that,
cheers, fuck off. We're having a party. Let's have a party. Let's have fun.
You know what I mean?
If you're going to get involved, like have a laugh,
shit chat like to that. My mates, chat to me, chat to...
Yeah, yeah mingle. Yeah, even if no one sleeps with anyone at the end of the night.
That ain't the, game, that ain't the game. I'm having fun.
I'm having fun. Facts. I like being around females. And it's, bruv, who wants to be in a fucking room? You know, sometimes you see them prayers that have an afters or whatever.
And it's just a sausage.
Eight pieces in a room.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just... rather go home and have a wank. Like, I don't want to mix it up a
bit. You know what I mean? You want
to
mix it up a bit.
Even if there's three girls there that are your girl mates.
Yeah.
And no one in the room is trying to move them. It's nice to be with females. Like, even my girl mates, like, be nice if you're all on holiday and we'll, like, you know, when it's like third day and everyone's a bit fucked and that, like, you're chilling in one room or something like that. Yeah, yeah. You're chilling on the same bed and it's your mates and you're just having a little cuddle and that, like.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah,
nothing like that.
Ain't that.
It's just nice to be with a female, bruv.
Hear it.
Like, fuck me, ain't being around all the geezers 24/7. Oh, mate.
Just bare testosterone in the room.
Oh, yeah, word. When walking around, but angry and
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the tension gets a bit high still. Yeah. You need some feminine action there to fuse the room a little bit, bro.
You do, I can't lie. Need it.
It actually gets like that, though,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, it does.
A bag of man is just like, you start to half piss me off for no reason as well. It's just that.
Yeah.
We're just all together in this one room, like...
You just
stinks.
Know in their moment. You just know in their word. You know in their moments. You just the amount of times someone's gonna say. I'd say it as well, but everyone will keep saying. You see like how British people say like, "Oh, it's fucking hot in here." It's fucking hot. Keep saying the amount of times it comes up. Bob, where the things at, bub? Like, bub, where the bub? What are we doing, bub? Where's the chicks at, bub? What are we doing, bub?
So where the things at?
Pattern up, you look like you know, people sitting there actually enjoying themselves. But what the fuck's the matter, you bub? Let's get some girls. What are we doing, bub? What's the matter, with you bub?
Yeah, people are actually half alright.
I actually get annoyed at it. Like, I generally do. Like, if I'm on holiday and it's just, I look around, bare geezers in that room. Like, what are we doing?
I don't care what no one says. That is a fucking fact.
I'm not even thinking, I want to fuck someone. That's not, like, on my agenda.
Yeah.
Like, if it happens, it happens. I just want some female fucking company. I want to meet some new women. Like, even if I get three girls coming to wherever we are, our section, whatever. Even if I'm not on one of them, but my three mates are, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a vibe.
Cool,
it's
like,
vibe,
they're about, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You still have a joke to them and that's just nice to have a bit of fucking...
I don't care what no one says. Every brother, but lads holiday especially, you're always going to say where the thing's at.
100%.
You're not going on a boy's holiday and... Hey, I'll even...
6 in the morning, right, ring them girls back, bro. ring them girls. Bro, you get the girls' number, ring them.
I got
wrong
a
number. Boop. I ring them. Nah,
I've
never
done,
that.
You know, I've done that,
that
before. Gone on a boy's holiday. It was probably the worst holiday I've ever had because I had no game.
Really?
And no game.
To be fair, when I go on holiday, I'm keeping it humble, but we're not shy of female company.
Now, since then, I've obviously, you know what I mean? My thing's improved still. I've got heavy game now.
You have got game. What are you talking about?
There was a time, brother.
Where everyone has a time when you don't.
I activated, though.
I think you can have, I think it's three strikes and you're out. You have three knockbacks. A little knockback to your confidence, it really send you under. January 2022, I had a bad knockback.
Go on.
No, I'm not even saying it on here because it's really bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bad, man. Proper knock my confidence. Made me feel like a waste, man. Fuck it, I'll say it.
Yeah, please.
Ah!
Go on.
So my confidence when it comes to talking to women is like here. I don't really care. You've seen me. I'll go on someone's table with five girls and just chat to them. Mm. I don't feel awkward in that sense. I don't know why. Like, I just don't. But... Bruv, when it come to this, for a good 4 months, I generally thought, like, I've lost it. I've lost my touch. Yeah. I'm never going to, like, this is me. I'm a hermit crab now.
Yeah.
Bruv, I was out at a bar in by London. And fucking, I saw this girl and I thought, wow, she's banging. Chatting to her, whatever. I don't know. I must have been licked. I don't know how I didn't read it, yeah? But I'm chatting to her all night. But, like, she's taking it. But like she's half like not, but I'm thinking, nah, she's just a bit stush because she's banging. So I thought I'm gonna grind it down, you know what I mean? That's just what she must get bear geese coming up to.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I'm just gonna like stick with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, the bar's closed now, yeah? It's like 12 o'clock and it goes upstairs for like a, not members, but like a thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girls that she are with, I know some of them. And they're saying, oh yeah, we can go upstairs, innit? It's just do, might have to do one way, one girl. So fucking walking upstairs now, I'm thinking, I'm licked up, man. I'm thinking, yeah, this thing definitely fancies me 100%, bro. Like she's been drinking with me all night, blah, blah, whatever. Like definitely, she's just moving a bit thing. I've put my arm around on a flash one. I was like, babe, you might as well pretend I'm with you if we're going up there, innit? Just so I can get in. She went out, put a hand on me. She went, yeah. could do, she said, don't put your arm around me though. Do you know what I mean? Even for worse, yeah? I weren't even on a pervy one at that. But walking up the steps as I've done it, as she's walking in front of me with a girl, mate, she's pulled her skirt down because she must think I'm looking at her ass. She must have felt so uncomfortable. I hate that.
Oh.
That's the one time in my life I ever feel like I made a girl feel uncomfortable, and I don't know why.
Oh.
I weren't even, like, I'm not that type of guy to go, whoop. But the fact that you thought I would, like,
thought I'd do
I must have made you feel uncomfortable, man. If you know your arms, actually, sorry. I jumped about his fingers as well. So I was like to her mate, which I know her mate, yeah? And I was like, oh, like, she got a fella. She was like, she's lesbian. And I was like, well, fucking hell. Someone could have told me.
Wait, don't put your arms
that, that for me. That is that. And you know what I'm like, yeah? I've just done it now. What I'm like, I went and told all my friends in that function. Yeah. Like, oh, bro, I feel like a waste, man. I feel like a waste.
Yeah, imagine yeah,
they're like, they're just laughing. They don't really care. Why did she not mention
it? What do you mean? I know what you mean.
Why not mention it? I would have saved my whole night. Save my ego.
Save your ego.
Oh, it hurt me, man.
It would have hurt me.
I was going home, I was thinking, I can't read if a girl likes boys or girls. Yeah. I've had my arm moved off her. She was like, must have felt uncomfortable. And she pulled her skirt down in front of me. I actually feel a bit weird admitting this on camera because I feel like it made me feel.
It
made me feel like shit.
I hear it.
But it's only happened once. So.
It ain't you, it ain't your character.
And she didn't
to
like
be
me.
Doing all that and all that. I know. Like I,
oh no, that I'd do, yeah.
No, but I mean,
but like to get pushed off.
No,
nah,
but
that
I mean, you don't do that. You don't do that
unless
on a random one, unless you're confident.
I thought
right,
she was
that
fucking with me.
Yeah.
Don't know what I was. I've never been deluded in my life, but
oh, Johnny, mate.
Usually, I'm very abrupt and upfront with people. Like 9 times out of 10, me doing that works.
That's not in there.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I was obviously but my confidence was there, and it just got knocked bad.
Yeah,
got knocked really bad. I kind of regret saying that, but
nah, we're keeping.
Is
that
it that deep?
Nah, definitely not. Definitely
I feel
not.
Like a waste, man. Definitely I not. Felt like a waste, man. For like a good 3 months.
You're good, man. Are you back now?
I've been back.
Come on. You've been back. He's been back.
I'm back and better than ever. But yeah, guys, we all have that one story when it knocked our ego, as you do. But I think I'm gonna round up on that.
Yeah.
I've been Johnny.
I've been Michael.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yep.